Hey, it is Thursday, and it's time to cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Ferrucci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this balmy Thursday morning?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's so hot right now. It is so stinking hot that a fire is asking for an ice cube.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're at 78 degrees already.
I know. That's not right. That's not right. So now, hey, you know, as a teenager, as a young teen Gary Ferrucci, what music? Was you a Kiss fan or was that? I really wasn't. I mean, I like Kiss was... Yeah, okay, but, you know, I was kind of, I was a little different, odd, when it come to music.
I liked all of it, but when I'm going to say, early teens, mid-teens, junior high, high school, a lot of it was Beatles, Rolling Stones, Birds, Yardbirds, and then there's a little while there I was into some Cream and Iron Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm the next generation, and for me, it was more, you know, Bad Company and Foghat and just all that good old fashioned.
And that
rock and
stuff
roll.
Is good. That is good. Bad Company, Foghat. That's some good music right there.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's good stuff. But yeah. Times change, and now we get auto-tune and digitally enhanced music that makes no sense, and it's just playing horrible. So
that's why we like what you do.
So, you know, here it is. It's a week. It's Thursday, and the weather is hot. Fishing can be pretty doggone tough. What are you hearing from?
It is pretty got. Darn tough this past week. It's been, you know, I know a lot of guys keep going out every morning, every evening, and keep trying, and it's slow. You know, if guys will caught a few fish here and there. The only ones I see doing halfway decent are the guides. They seem like they're catching fish every day. At least they have some good stock photos if they're not, you know.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, again, some of the folks are able to, you know, if you've got the right equipment, you can, kind of dip down into deeper water because that's kind of where all the fish are at right now. I mean, they're deep. And
yeah.
It's a little bit of a trick to catch them, you know, when they're that
right.
deep.
Right, it is. It makes it very, with the conditions right now, largemouth, crankbait, single spin, June bug color, chatter in the evenings, that seems to have been the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For that. So, and then the catfish are still fairly active.
Yeah, normally it seems like when it's really hot, you know, like this, the evenings, that's what I think of. It's catfishing time.
It is. And the guys that have been jugging, trout lining, even with rod and reel catfishing, and you're right, in the evening or first thing early, right at daylight in the morning, I think they come up and feed a little bit. They've been doing well.
Yeah. And you know, the one thing too, that if you can find a little shady area with, you know, where you've got some structure, you know, and the lake's up a little bit, you're always going to do good catching the bluegill, the brim.
I was just going to say that it's been the brim, bluegill. They're still on. You get that right. You get around some kind of cover, like you just said, with the shade and that. Throw a little red worm out there and you can do really well. And I tell a lot of the grandparents that I see and the parents out here that are camping and that, take your kids down there and let them enjoy that. Give them a bobber and a hook and let them have a field day with that. And there's some really, really good sized bluegill out there.
Oh man. Yeah. And they're good to eat too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the lake's in good shape. We're at 560.2.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, for this time of year, it's excellent. Now the water temperature's a little warm, you know, we're hovering high 80s in there. So, but for August 1st, we're in pretty good condition.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, our next big holiday that's coming up, of course, that's Labor Day. And are you full, you know, for folks that may be wanting to think about that last getaway?
We are full Labor Day weekend from the last couple days of August and the first few days of September. Mm-hmm. But we do have, if people want to get out a little before or a little after that, we have a little wiggle room the last week or so of August. In fact, even this weekend, I've got one. We had a cancellation. I got one available, a big two-bedroom unit. But, yeah, this time of year, first couple weeks of August, we're usually slammed, and then as kids start going back to school. But if people just want to get away for a few days and that, we can get you in here, do a little pre-Labor Day celebration.
Yeah, there you go. Right, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, we'll come into another transition as far as the fishing goes. We'll fall into this other transition once we get, you know, into September. It's and you know, again, a point of caution for all these, you know, people thinking about getting out there on the lake. You know, this heat exhaustion, heat stroke, that it can zap you while you're on the water. I mean, it's actually a little bit worse.
Right. They need to stay hydrated. I mean, we joke about Thirsty Thursday, but the alcohol actually enhance that. So drink water when you're out on the lake, please.
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely.
Lots of water.
Lots of water. You know, have a beer and then drink two waters and then have another beer. But you got to hydrate, man. You got to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just got to be careful this time of year. It'll catch up with you in a hurry.
Yep. Hey, for folks that want to know a little bit more, Gary, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Resort Facebook page, awesome way. Take a look at some of the pictures. Drop us a line. And then it's always our website, thebayouresort.com. And we'd love to have you just stop in. If you're going to or from the lake, come on in, and we'll have a cold one together.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary.